Indigestion, weight gain, your money roots, cross signals. It is undeniable that we have an indigestion epidemic. Why? The causes are many. Here are a few. Eating too much, you don't chew your food properly, you combine foods that don't digest well together, eating food that contains ingredients that your body cannot process. Too fatty, too spicy, too foreign, your digestive organs are overloaded, misfire, or are in bad shape, you may have gastritis, an inflammation of the internal lining of your esophagus, stomach, or duodenum, blockage in your gallbladder. Too much coffee, soda, juice, or alcohol, smoking or chewing tobacco, and probably more. So you see, the reasons, the causes are plenty why you would have indigestion. Most people don't know they have indigestion. They feel hungry all the time. Why? Because indigestion masquerades as hunger. So what happens when you feel hungry? You find something to eat. So you add something to the already unhappy stomach. The stomach that is telling you you ate too much, or that it needs a rest. Hunger or indigestion? Hunger or something else? In my health practice, I get a lot of requests to measure people's innate eating style. Most people who come to me have the style to eat only when you have true hunger. This message makes them unhappy. Because they are either unable or unwilling to decide if the hunger they feel is really hunger or indigestion. All of these people are gaining weight. That is why they come to me. Because most people cannot feel much of anything, or don't trust anything, they won't follow the instructions. Because I myself overeat for the same reason as millions, I have been giving some attention to this topic. I also have symptom of gastritis and acid reflux. So now I am really looking into this topic. Muscle just told me that my stomach will kill me, not my age or my heart. Good news? Bad news? Maybe good. Because I can't do anything about my age or my heart. But maybe I can do something about my stomach. People including myself cannot be trusted to tolerate the discomfort and not ease it with eating. Eating that surprisingly eases the discomfort of indigestion. So instead of changing people's behavior, a near impossible task, I want to find something that eases the indigestion as well as eating would. I am now experimenting with one method. If it works, I'll let you know. My end goal is to eat 3 times a day, like I did when I was reasonably thin and had energy to burn. I have noticed that my stomach problem also makes me weak. And being weak doesn't feel good. So my first experiment is attending to gastritis and see if it will make me feel less hungry, less often, see if I can, therefore, eat less. The theory is that my symptoms are caused by some bacteria. Whether it is what they say it is won't matter to me. I am taking golden seal, root, tincture I made myself years ago. Tinctures last for decades. P.S. I am writing this next day. It is too early to report much of anything. And yet I am hopeful. So what will I consider success? If I have been overeating to soothe the inflamed stomach, then I'll find myself not overeating, being less hungry less of the time, and eventually I'll see the result on the scale. If the acid reflux has been caused by bacteria, then I'll have less acid reflux. That is obvious, right? And I have a third criteria for success. If I find myself being stronger, having more physical strength, maybe even be able to start walking again. This one is a big question, but the most exciting of them all. Just thinking that doing what I am doing may produce that now gives me a giggle. Excited. Okay. That is what I am going to do. What are you going to do? Any area of life where you'd like to get well, get going, get happy and excited again? I could offer you my health services. But I have an interesting idea. Given that how you do anything is how you do everything. And given that you consider everything life-threatening, especially when it is connected to money. And given that the Russian stock market, and blah blah blah. Given all that, why don't you come to my Money Roots workshop this coming Saturday and take a look to see what keeps you so scared? What idea? What black and white paradigm and flexibility? Believe me, it is worth seeing it. I don't promise that you'll be able to become young and joyful again in a 3-hour workshop. But at least you'll see how you keep yourself small and scared and shrinking. Let that be my gift to you. Remember that the most frequent deathbed regrets are not about what you did, but about what you didn't do. And this, being scared and paralyzed, is what makes you not do things, things you could cherish for years to come. Get your starting point measurements. Or if you are too short on cash, just get the live workshop. I guarantee you'll want to get the recordings as well. Once you see how profoundly your relationship to money affects every area of your life, including how you eat, what you eat, when you eat, why you eat, why you are, maybe, fat and bloated. Why you can't empty your bowels every day. All these whys, why, why.